Hi, I'm Dave Crane. Welcome to another scintillating episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. If you enjoy the show, or you've enjoyed all the content of the many episodes, and you want to work with me direct to help you deliver the king's speech, your ability to talk to people, then let's do that now. Contact me at this email address. When you're a great speaker, you can boost the amount of money you earn over a lifetime by a very conservative plus 30%. And that's at the very least. Think about the impact it has when you can communicate better. You're able to close sales meetings better. You're able to talk to clients and make better relationships. And even if you're interested in becoming a public speaker, then your brand goes through the roof. Everybody wants you there. And it's not that difficult. It's a number of tools and techniques and ways of learning to get your mindset and your voice together. And I can coach you and help you make that. So if you're interested in being able to deliver a king's speech, if you really want to wow your customers and improve your self-esteem, your confidence, and your own personal brand, talk to me. Together, we'll turbocharge your brand too. And welcome to another wonderful episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. I can say that at this moment in time, we are broadcasting out to thousands of people worldwide every single episode. So far, we're in 83 countries, and by the time you come back and watch the next episode, we could well be in 84, or 85, or a billion. Maybe not a billion, but you know what I'm talking about. So why should people watch it? Well, let me tell you, on this episode, we're going to find out how you can brand yourself to physically look the part of what it is that you're trying to tell to people. So you're not just talking about having a mindset of success, but you also look the part, and it won't be by the books. It's going to be by you. We're going to be chatting to Kelly Lundberg from Divine, the style guru, and finding out what you should be wearing. Also, I've got a wonderful idea about how you can reinvent yourself with three incredible jobs that weren't available last year, but you can do right now to help charge your business. And on top of that, case study of a great life designer, possibly the world's most powerful and influential woman. Who are we talking about? Oprah Winfrey, of course. You just said that, didn't you? You didn't, did you? Anyway, more of that and some great tips and techniques and tools coming up for you in this show, Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And now I'd like to talk about your online game. For most people, especially if you're working as a journalist, the entire media world has shrunk. What seems to have been the way that everybody was taking in information through magazines, newspapers, TV and radio, that's all shrunk. Advertisers aren't putting their money onto that in the same way that they used to, and for listeners and readers and viewers, they're not even taking it in the same way. Yeah, sure, we all buy magazines and we all buy newspapers and we watch TV once in a while, but people's habits have changed. They like to go on Facebook, they like to watch things on YouTube, they like to communicate with others on LinkedIn, and even more so, if they like to buy something, it's going to come from a conversation or a recommendation from a friend. It's not going to come from an advert. Figures have shown that more people are likely to buy, something like 76% more people are likely to buy for recommendation of a friend than they are through advertising. The actual influence of advertising is something like 16%. People don't believe it. Why? Because it comes directly from the advertiser. So what has this got to do with a brand new area for making money and really improving your business if you're in the creative world? Well, whether you're a graphics designer, or you're a journalist, or you're anything to do with the media, you need to get involved in a brand new world, and that's online. The battleground is not likes. It's not likes on Facebook, it's not all the things that people have been pushing out there. That was the first generation of stuff. The battleground is on engagement. It's creating content, it's creating conversations, it's creating easy ways for people to talk about your product, your brand, your ethics, your mission, your statement, and getting people to tell that to others. The best stories are never generated by the company themselves, they're generated by the users, the people who look in and say, well, actually, I did this and this is a home truth. So Coca-Cola, as one of the world's leading brands, if not the world's leading brand, has already said that in 2020, it will be all about the content. It'll be all about engagement. It'll be all about the user-generated stories, not about their plain advertising. In fact, they're taking a huge amount of what used to be their advertising budget and putting it into engagement with their fans, with their followers, and with the people who drink Coke. So what are you doing with your business? Well, you need to think about engagement with your people as well, and in future episodes we'll be talking about how you can really do that. If you're a journalist or you're a budding journalist and wondering how to get into the business, get into content creation. Forget the magazines, forget the newspapers, forget the traditional advertising. It's all about going direct to the customer, going direct to each of these big brands or small brands and saying, why don't I manage your content? Why don't I engage your customers? And why don't I bring new people who have a daily conversation with your brand inside it? That's a new battleground. That's what you need to be doing if you're a creative person. If not, just enjoy the show. It's Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And now on Turbocharge Your Brand TV, I'm very lucky to talk to a great friend of mine who's also a very cool chick. A divine chick, to be honest. Kelly Lundberg is a style guru. Not only has she been a buyer for some of the world's biggest brands, buying the clothes and all the stuff they need to be able to sell to their customers, but she's also a personal shopper. She can take you out and get you any of the clothes that will help you envision your brand. Because if, like me, you're wearing suits and wondering why it is that people are going, that's not quite right, earring, long hair, suits, is he going to court? Well, no, I spent some time with Kelly, and what she did was reinvented my whole wardrobe. I got rid of all the suits, went to sports jackets, jeans, shirts, and things that would suit my figure. Let's not go there. So how can you reinvent your brand? Let's find out from the experts, Kelly Lundberg, on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
First thing is you need to take a long, hard look in the mirror. And the reason I say take a long, hard look is because you want to know what the first impressions are you're giving to your client, your suppliers, anyone who actually meets you. With between 5 and 7 seconds is when someone makes the first impression, and regardless of whether you think it's right or wrong, they'll judge it on your appearance. So the first thing is make sure what impression you know you're giving back. I would say if you don't know and you can't answer that for yourself, go and ask someone and say, what impression do I give to you? That's your first step. Then you want to work out, what impression do you want to give? And are your clothes reflecting that? When I say your clothes, I'm talking about your overall appearance, your hair, your accessories for female, you know, to the bag you carry, to the phone that you use. What is the overall impression? If your attitude is very much, well, I don't care, then yeah, people will make an opinion, whatever they do, then I would say, well, that will come across. And 9 times out of 10, it will work for you. So with regards to your particular brand, it depends what industry you're in. So the industry itself, in my opinion, will reflect what you wear. For example, if you're working in a creative environment, wearing a suit every day would not be something that I would necessarily style for a client. Unless it was, of course, to see the bag manager to ask for more money. But generally speaking, working in your field, and then of course it's down to your personality. And I really style clients based on their personality, because that will allow you to carry certain things that your competition or someone else won't be able to. So whether that's you can carry a quirky waistcoat with jeans, but you know the person next to you just looks, doesn't carry it off, then that makes you stand out from someone else. So once you've worked out your industry, what you feel comfortable in, I would say get an expert in. You know, there's often
like yourself.
Absolutely. But the reason I say that is because if you're not dressing yourself every day and thinking about it, then naturally you don't always know what's right for your, what's in fashion, or not even what's in fashion, what's right for everyday attire, what's acceptable. So, you know, I can't fix a computer, do you know? So it's basic, you know, whereas people automatically assume I wear clothes every day, so I must be doing something right, but the chances are that you're not. So.
And now it's time for Ask Dave on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And Jim Palmer sends me an email. He feels really, he could read it and go, oh, bless. He's saying, Dave, I'm a geek. I know loads about the internet just like you, but I haven't got a job. What can I do? What job should I be looking for? Because it doesn't seem to be out there. Well, look at the growth. growth industries, Jim. Look at the way that things are changing. I can tell you just off the top of my head, have you thought about apps? For anybody who doesn't know, an app is an application. It's a thing you can get on your phone, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, or a BlackBerry, or whatever. In fact, you can get them onto your tablet and even onto your computer. Apps are shortcuts, ways of getting a normal job or a normal task and shrinking it right down. It could be a game, it could be a gadget, a gizmo, it could be a thing like shortcuts, a way of making things happen, like accounting software, or timekeeping, or even just Angry Birds. They all come in apps, but the problem is there's so many of them out there, most people don't know which to use. Well, Jim, supposing you became the app expert. Supposing that you were able to talk to people, look at their business, and go, you need A, B, C, and D. These apps are actually taking the role of a person in their organization or a service that they're paying good money to hire somebody in for. If you can get accounting software as an app on your phone and you can spend time sorting out very quickly, you don't need to spend so much money getting somebody else to take care of it at the end of a month, at the end of a year, or on a regular basis. So why not learn to give people an app makeover? Talk to them. Individuals, entrepreneurs, small, medium-sized businesses, they could really do a better knowledge of apps. And guess what? They don't want to know how to do it themselves. They haven't got the time. You're a geek. You know. Now, if you really want to make this a super turbocharged business, then why don't you learn to coach people at the same time? Learn to give them a business makeover. Learn how to do business plans for them. So you can work with brand new businesses and help them set up. Make a virtual company for them. Okay, they need to get the trade license and the premises and all that. But imagine that you could go to anybody and you say, right, I'm going to help you create a virtual business. I'm going to help you to put together your business plan. I'm going to give you all the software you're going to need to be able to function on your own. I'm going to give you all the heads up ways of making sure that when you leave the office travels with you through your phone, through your iPad, or through your tablet, whatever it is that they're using. That is my recommendation for you. Become an app expert, and Jim, set up a business all about that. Do you agree with me? Do you think it's a good idea? Let me know. Contact me at dave@thelifedesigners.com. If you've got a better idea, or you're thinking, and why don't you do this, and why don't you do that, let me know. In fact, I think next week what we'll do is we'll look at a whole load of businesses that people probably haven't even thought of. If you've got a great idea like that, contact me and let me know. Everybody who gets answered gets a copy of the entire Jump and Grow Wings motivational system, which gets your mindset right, gets you lots of great business ideas, and gets you ready to turbocharge your own brand. So contact me here at Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Now on Turbocharge Your Brand TV, a really cool tip. Now, we've already mentioned about getting motivational videos from YouTube and watching them on a regular basis. Well, why should you do that? Well, because it motivates you, it makes you feel good, and somebody else has come up with the material. And guess what? They're coming up with more and more. I'm going to share with you one of my favorite motivational clips. It's only very short, but after you've had it, you want to go out and you want to change the world. So enjoy this on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now it's time to look at your outer game and a really cool tip, which I think is going to change everything when you start injecting it into your business. Go green. Now, what do you mean go green? Turn into a Hulk? No, I don't mean that at all. What I'm talking about is take it back 10 years ago. When you talked about green issues, it was all about vegetarianism, it was all about saving the planet, the wildlife, and so on. But there was a slight stigma about it, where there was that lot who meant to do good, and everybody else going, I don't get it. Well, it's come full circle. They were right. But what's happening now, and that's what's making the big change, is all the big businesses are throwing stuff at this. We know there's global warming. We We know we spend far too much money on electricity that's powered by diesel fuel and fossil fuel that's not going to be around much longer. We also have huge developing countries, economies coming through in India, China, Brazil, Eastern Europe, Middle East. All these areas are going to start off with people who are spending more money on big cars, more electricity, mobile phones, computers, all the things that need to be powered by the old way of thinking. That means global warming is going to get even worse, and as a result of that, there's going to be a big issue where everybody starts to think maybe we should be looking at the problem. That's why you need to get in first. All the big tech companies are looking at it. Companies like Siemens, who I just worked with recently, are investing a fortune in wind power and solar power solutions. In the building industry, they're looking at ways that they can harness the way that you put together your house, your very building, to have smaller windows to keep in more heat, or even keep out more heat, depending whether you live in Dubai or not, and make your environment more or less steady. The way that they do it also allows you at peak times to use a certain amount of electricity, but during the off-peak times, harness that electricity to feed it back into the grid, so you're not wasting as much as before. There's a big world out there that's turning green, and a lot of money is being thrown at it. But in the same way, most companies don't know how to get started. That's why you need to start. Think green in terms of your company. Think green in terms of the way you can talk to your exact market and whatever industry you're in, and start leading the way forward. At the very least, they can see it as corporate social responsibility and start injecting resources and manpower and maybe even finances into it. At the very best, then they'll start paying you to come up with solutions that will make it easier for them to jump in. Because nowadays, it's not about guilt, it's about reality, and it's also about the way that the world is shifting. There are alternative sources of power, there's a way of integrating it, and the old companies know this, they're getting involved as well. Are you? Go green, think green. I promise you, start by Googling green today and you'll see a whole load of business that you've left on the table that is waiting and waving just for you. And of course, when you get involved, it'll help you to really turbocharge your brand. And now on Turbocharge Your Brand TV, it's with great pleasure I introduce our next case study, a life designer that continues to change the world as she has done for many, many years. She started off as a news anchor on a local radio station, but when she started talking about things, people started to listen because she had a lot to say. Well, that blew up into even more and bigger and greater things, to the point that when she had her very own talk show, it became syndicated around the world, and it's been out there for the last 25 years. She's probably the biggest name in talk shows and one of the most influential people in the world. Definitely the most powerful woman in the world. Who are we talking about? Oprah Winfrey. Oprah has stepped across all the barriers. She's not a black woman. She's a person who is influential on every single thing. Motivation, business, the arts. If anybody wants to be somebody, they aren't until they've been on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She can make or break any brand just by talking about them. They even say that Barack Obama had over 1 million+ votes purely because Oprah backed him. So how does she do it? She's still pretty young in comparison to the amount of power and the amount of billions of dollars that she's generated and is continuing to do so. There's only one way to find out, and let's study the success of Oprah Winfrey right now on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
She is often called the most powerful and influential woman in the world. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we'll be exploring the life and career of Oprah. Oprah Gail Winfrey was born January 29, 1954 in rural Mississippi. Much of her turbulent youth was spent in poverty, and she was constantly moved around the country to live with various family members before she had even reached her teens. Oprah displayed great intelligence and speaking abilities early on, and these were encouraged by her grandmother and father. She went on to win a full scholarship to Tennessee State University, where she studied communications. Winfrey worked at a local radio station and moved to a local Nashville television station, where she became the youngest news anchor and the first black female news anchor. She finally relocated to Illinois and took over hosting duties of AM Chicago.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Oprah Winfrey, the new host of AM Chicago, and I am thrilled to be here.
Just months later, the show had overtaken Phil Donahue's talk show in the ratings. She quickly signed a syndication deal, and on September 8, 1986, the first countrywide hour-long Oprah Winfrey show debuted. It was also around this time that Harpo Productions was founded, with Winfrey as president. As a host, Winfrey was credited with being better attuned to her audience than other talk show personalities of the day, and with changing the tabloid format. She was able to connect with her audience and interviewees by revealing stories about her past. For example, in 1986, she disclosed that she had been molested in her youth. She was also vocal about her weight and relationship problems. In fact, this type of public confessional therapy was dubbed the Oprahfication of television. Oprah also helped raise the profile of gay, bisexual, transsexual, and transgender people, and this helped those groups gain mainstream acceptance. Aside from addressing the issues on her talk show, Winfrey also guest starred as a therapist who helped Ellen DeGeneres come out of the closet on her sitcom in 1997.
You're gay. So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to Disneyland!
By the 1990s, her show had broadened its format. She discussed health, spirituality, literature, and social issues, in addition to the celebrity interviews for which she had become famous.
Part of happiness comes from having great vision and having a passion.
And great sex.
In 1993, Oprah made television history once again. Her primetime interview with Michael Jackson became the most watched interview ever and boasted a worldwide audience of over 100 million. Oprah also made memories when she wheeled a wagon full of fat onto her set in 1988 and when Tom Cruise infamously jumped on her couch in 2005. Winfrey's talk show also resulted in something called the Oprah Effect. This was the suggestion that Oprah Winfrey and her show were powerful enough to influence the American public in terms of book sales, religion, spirituality, and even political opinions. In 2000, Winfrey helped found the Oxygen Television Network, and in January 2008, Oprah announced she would be starting her own specialty television channel called OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network, and it launched in 2011. That same year, after 25 years on the air, The Oprah Winfrey Show aired its last new episode on May 25th, 2011. Despite a fall in ratings, the show had remained the number one talk show since it first aired in 1986. Oprah spent much of her career in front of the camera, but not all as host of her talk show. In 1985, she starred in the Steven Spielberg film, The Color Purple, and this role garnered her an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress.
I love Harpo. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him be me.
In 1998, she produced and starred in the film adaptation of the novel, Beloved. She went on to produce films and lend her voice to a number of children's features. Winfrey has also found success in the magazine industry with her booming O Magazine, which debuted in 2000. She further proved her influence by transforming a number of television personalities into household names, including Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray, Nate Berkus, and her longtime best friend, Gayle King. With a net worth that approaches $3 billion, Oprah can count herself as the world's first black female billionaire, as well as the United States' richest self-made woman. She is considered the most influential African-American of her generation and the most influential American woman in history. She also donates more of her money to charity than anyone else in show business as an extremely active philanthropist. While Oprah has not been immune to controversy, she has always faced her detractors head-on. After building an empire from nothing, Oprah Winfrey has indelibly influenced and will long be remembered for her contributions to popular culture.
One of the reasons why I knew it was time to end this show is because the show became my life. And every time I've seen you, you say, you know, you need to get more time.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
The reason why I didn't have children and don't regret having children is because the show became my life.
I'm so exhausted from that first show we did. We just did a show this morning with
the viewers, the guests, the idea of expressing what we felt was important information, stories, triumphs, tragedies, all, it became my life.
And that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Lots of big stars, lots of great ideas and ways that you can really turbocharge your brand. And also share the word. Tell your friends. Leave a comment. Let me know I'm doing a good job for you. Click on the likes and make sure that you connect with us on Facebook. Turbocharge Your Brand TV, the fan page. Let me know how much you're enjoying what I do here. Coming next week, even more excitement. We'll be talking to the world's number one web TV show host, Andrew Locke, whose show, Help My Business Sucks, helps hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs every single week to really boost their business as well. But how do you do it? How do you create a web TV show? He's going to tell you all his big secrets right here next week. Also, in response to what we looked at this week, I'm going to investigate and bring to you three of the biggest growth areas in business that you can turn into a job or add to your own portfolio that you'd never thought of because it didn't exist 1 or 2 years ago. And who's the big star we're going to be profiling? Justin Timberlake. Now, I know you're thinking boy band, but think about it. This guy started off with a Disney club, then became part of a boy band that was one of the biggest in the world. Then he reinvented himself as the world's biggest solo artist, and yep, he pretty much was. And then he abandoned all that to become an actor. But you know what happens when some actors become, you know, pop stars and some pop stars become actors? You watch them going, not very good. But not with Justin Timberlake, getting critical acclaim for films like In Time and The Social Network. He's also the guy behind MySpace. He and his partners bought it for $35 million. A lot of money, you might say, but not with what he's going to be doing with it. The one to watch, and the one that you can learn a lot from on this show. See you next time for Turbocharge Your Brand TV.